The Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Hei Amar Aleph cites the opinion of Rav Huna, who says that there are three things that are mekatzrin yamav ushnosav shal adam, that shorten a person's life, and one of those is when a person receives a koshal bracha levarich ve'eno mevarich. He receives a koshal bracha, a cup of wine that's accompanying a bracha, and he's told to make the bari priya gafen on that kos, but he says, no, I'm going to refuse that. And the Gemara over there explains the source for this halacha as coming from our parasha, parashas Lech Lecha, where the Torah tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, Va'avarecha mivarechecha umkalelcha aor, those who bless you, I will bless, those who curse you, I will curse, v'nivrechu v'cha kol mishpachos ha'adama, through you, all of the earth will be blessed. So from the words, Va'avarecha mivarechecha, so the Gemara learns that one should accept the invitation to say a bracha on behalf of the head of the household, because then he will be blessed. And michlal hein ata shomei alav, from the positive, we can infer the negative, that if you turn down the opportunity to bless the head of the household, not only will you not be blessed, but you will be cursed. So again, we're talking about the koshal bracha of receiving that kos and the birkas hamazon to be able to bench and say a bracha on behalf of the head of the household. You accept it, you're getting your own bracha too. You turn it down, so then michlal hei nata shomei alav, says the Mishnah Brura, then you will be subject to harm instead. So the Shulchan Aruch in Orachaim, Simin Reisha Aleph, Siv Gimel, codifies this lehalacha. And we're going to use this pasuk and this halacha as a springboard to discuss the nature and the character of the koshel bracha of birkas hamazon, the cup of wine that is used to accompany benching. And I would like to orient our sugya today around three questions. First question is as follows. Is there a requirement at all to say birkas hamazon with a cup of wine? Do you have to use a cup of wine when you bench? Question number two, if there is such a requirement, or even a kiyum, even a fulfillment, so then what is the nature of that chova or that kiyum? And number three, what are going to be the halachic ramifications, the nafkamina, of the nature of the kos shel bracha? So let's begin from the start of the sugya, whether there is a requirement to say birkas hamazon with a cup of wine. The Gemara Psachim, Daf Kuf Hei Amid Beis, quotes a braisa, which says that if you have a person on Motzai Shabbos and he needs to say Birkas HaMazon from his Suda Shlishis, from his third meal on Shabbos, and he also needs a cup of wine for Havdalah, the Gemara says that he should, and if he only has one cup of wine, what does he do? So he uses that cup for both Havdalah and Birkas HaMazon. He groups together Havdalah, Birkas HaMazon, and he has them on one cup of wine, he uses one cup of wine for both. The Gemara infers from that braisa, Shma mina bracha teuna kos. A bracha requires a cup of wine. What bracha are we talking about? Says Rashi, says the Rashbam, we're talking about Birkas HaMazon. So it seems black on white from that braisa that Birkas HaMazon requires a cup of wine. And in fact, there were some Rishonim, including Rabbeinu Yechiel, the Medrash Shochar Tov, the Tur. They all are of the opinion that whenever a person says Birkas HaMazon, even by himself, you have your own sandwich, you're saying Birkas HaMazon, you should have a cup of wine over which to say that Birkas HaMazon. And you'll end the Birkas HaMazon with a Bari Priya Gafen, and you'll drink the wine. So according to those deos, just like we have a cup of wine for Kiddush, we have a cup of wine for Avdalah, we should have a cup of wine for Birkas HaMazon as well. That's their interpretation of the Braisa Psachim Kuf Hei Amid Beis. However, there are two other opinions that we find in the Rishon. Tosos quotes others, and the Hagos Maimonios Brachos Perek Zayin Halacha Tesvav also quotes other Bali Atosos, the Ri, Rabbi Noel Hanan, who say that Birkas HaMazon requires a cup of wine only when Birkas HaMazon is done with a Zimun, with three people together. If you have three people together, you do a Zimun, then you need to have a cup of wine. But if you're by yourself, then you would not need to have a cup of wine. And the last opinion in the Rishonim is that of the Rif and the Rambam over there in Brachos Perek Zayin Halacha Tesvav, that in fact there's no requirement at all to have a cup of wine. Now, you'll ask me, what are they going to do with the Braisa on Imsachim Kuf Hei Amid Beis that says Bracha Tu'una Kos? The Birkas HaMazon requires a kos. So how do they say that there's no requirement if the Braisa says there is a requirement? So there are two possible responses to this question. One could be that they lessen the force of the Braisa. The Braisa didn't mean that there's an absolute obligation, but rather that there is a mitzvah min hamuvchar, and that is the opinion of the Ramban in his Melchemes Hashem Brachos Nun Gimel Amid Beis. The other way to say it is that we don't paskin like that Braisa. There's other evidence and other sugyos that we're not going to get into right now, that perhaps that Braisa is a Braisa nedches, it's according maybe to Beis Shammai, and we won't accept that Braisa, and therefore we don't have an absolute proof that Birkas HaMazon requires a cup of wine. So when all the dust settles, we have three opinions about whether Birkas HaMazon requires a cup. Some say yes, all benching requires a cup. Some say no benching requires a cup. And some say only benching with a zimun requires a cup. What is the nekudas hamachlokas between these various opinions? What underlies the debate? So perhaps this debate really revolves around what the role of a koshal bracha is. In his Shiurim Lezecher Abba Mari, so Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the Rav, he explained that according to the Rambam, the reason why Kiddush and Havdalah need to be with a cup of wine is because the cup of wine over there is because Kiddush and Havdalah serve as the bookends of Suda Shabbos. Kiddush inaugurates a Suda on Shabbos, and Havdalah is the end of Suda Shabbos. Right now, Suda Shabbos is over. So to signify that Kiddush and Havdalah are the bookends of Suda Shabbos, we attach to them a cup of wine in order to say, this is our first meal, and this was our last meal. The same would not be true for any other Birkas HaMazon. That's only true for Kiddush and Havdalah, which are the bookends of Suda Shabbos. But if we say that the Koshal Bracha is not to signify the beginning and the end of Suda Shabbos, but rather to invest our bracha within an increased chashivos, an increased level of significance and weight and gravity, so then that could apply to Birkas HaMazon as well. When we say Birkas HaMazon, we want that bracha to be a chashuv bracha. In order for it to be a chashuv bracha, we add a cup of wine to it. Well, if that's the case, so then why would we distinguish between Birkas HaMazon said by an individual and a zimun, when three people are saying Birkas HaMazon together? So this might actually relate further to the source for the idea of a koshal bracha. And we have two possible avenues that we can adopt over here. The Gemara Brachos, Daf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, quotes the pasuk, Vatomer lohem hagefen hechedalti es tiroshi hamisameh elokim va'anoshim. The vine says, have I paused my grapes from causing joy for Hashem and for men? So what is the joy that Hashem gets from grapes? Hashem doesn't drink, Hashem doesn't eat. What is the joy that Hashem gets from grapes? Says the Gemara, Mikan she'ino mimshira ela al hayayin. That when we express thanksgiving, when we express praise to Hashem, so we do so with wine. The main instantiation of that principle is the nesachim, the wine libations that were poured in the Beis HaMikdash, together with the recitation of Hallel. So we have Hallel with the libations, Eino Mimshira Ela Al Hayayin. We say the Hallel only when there were libations. However, a secondary interpretation of that principle on the Dirabanan level is Eino Mimshira Ela Al Hayayin, that when we say Shira in the form of a bracha, of Shirim Visishvachos, we sing songs and praises in the form of a bracha, so then that needs to come along with wine, and that's why we would have wine together with a bracha. The Levush and Aruch Chaim Simin Kuf Pei Beis, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah as well, quotes a different pasuk that we say in the context of Havdalah. Kos Yeshuos Esa Uvishem Hashem Ekra. We raise up the kos, the cup of salvation, Uvishem Hashem Ekra, and then we call out in the name of Hashem. So that is an allusion to having a cup of wine together with Havdalah, or together, not only with Havdalah, but together with a bracha when we're saying the Shem Hashem. So these two sources may suggest different ideas about when the koshal bracha is necessary. Perhaps the koshal bracha is necessary only or even for Birkas HaMazon, because Birkas HaMazon itself is a shira. Eino mimshira el alayayin. We're being mevarech Hashem, we're saying shirim v'sishvachus. But if we say that it's rooted in v'shem Hashem ekra, it's v'shem Hashem ekra is where you have a prompt and a response, like a davar shebikdusha. Someone says, we call out in the name of Hashem, and everybody else says, the Shem Hashem is Mevorach, right? So like, Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevorach, Baruch Hashem HaMevorach Le'olam Voed. Zimun is the same way, right? Rabosai Nevorach, Yishem Hashem Mevorach Me'atav Yad Olam. right? And then we go onwards. So if we say that it's rooted in uveshem Hashem ekra, in this prompt and response, then we might limit the koshal bracha to zimun. Because zimun is the only one that is ke'en a darvish shebikdusha. When you have three people together, there's a ritva in brachos that says that that is akin to a darvish shebikdusha. And when you have 10 people together, so you actually have the shem Hashem. That's a real darvish shebikdusha, where one person is calling out in the name of Hashem and the others respond. So if this is rooted in kishem Hashem ekra, in the prompt and the response, then maybe we would limit the koshal bracha to zimun. But if it applies to all shira, eno mim shira el alayayin, then all we need is a bracha that expresses shirim v'sesh bachos Hashem, and we can apply it to any berkas hamazon, even individually. Halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin on this issue? So the Shulchan Aruch and Arachaim Simin Kuf Bei Beis Sif Aleph records all three opinions. The most machmir opinion, that we say that we have a cup of wine on all benching. The middle opinion, that only with a zimun. And the most lenient opinion, that it's never an obligation to have a cup of wine with benching. And the Rama over there adds that there is a mitzvah min hamuvchar to use a cup of wine when benching. The Mishneh Berurah explains that the Rama's mitzvah min hamuvchar is limited to cases of zimun. And that's why you never see someone benching individually over a cup of wine. You only see it when there is a zimun, and the people are trying to fulfill that mitzvah min hamuvchar. And the mitzvah min hamuvchar, again, would apply only in cases of zimun and when wine or chamar medina is readily available. So that is the halacha l'maisa. Now, when we take the koshal bracha and we attach it to birkas hamazon, we have birkas hamazon accompanied with a koshal bracha. What is it about the koshal bracha that adds significance to the birkas hamazon? So the Alter Rebbe and Shulchan Aruch Harav, Simin Kuf Tzadi Narechaim, seems to consider two possibilities over here. Yesh lachkor. We can investigate as follows. Perhaps it's the recitation of the bracha of Birkas Hamazon in the presence of the wine and with the additional bracha of Borei Pri Hagafen that upgrades the Birkas Hamazon. This Birkas Hamazon is not like other Birkas Hamazons. It's said with a cup of wine. The presence of the cup of wine adds chashivos to the Birkas Hamazon. That's approach Aleph. Ofen Beis, that you could say, is that it's not the presence of the cup of wine that increases the chashivos of the Birkas Hamazon, but rather the drinking of the wine that follows the Birkas Hamazon that then lends more chashivos to the bracha. So you might ask me, lamai nafkamina, is this just a theoretical question? So let us analyze two possible nafkamina that relate to this question. Number one, who has to drink the kos shel bracha? Who needs to drink that wine? So there's a fascinating debate in Shulchan Aruch Arachaim Simin Tafresh Chaf Aleph Siv Gimel. Shulchan Aruch over there discusses, what do you do when you have a bris milah on Yom Kippur? Usually at a bris milah, we have a kos shel bracha together with the bris milah. But on Yom Kippur, adults, of course, are not allowed to drink. So do we have a koshal bracha anyway, even though the adults are not going to be able to drink that wine? The Shulchan Aruch paskins over there that because adults cannot drink the kos, we do the bris milah without a kos. Bris milah on Yom Kippur is without a kos. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama, however, disagrees. And he says that a kos is used. Aye, what do I do with the wine? Can't give it to an adult. It's Yom Kippur. The Rama says, you give it to the baby. You allow the baby to drink some of the wine. And he says, Taka, this is the minhag. What's the nekudas machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama? Whether at a bris milah on Yom Kippur, we do it without a cup, or we do it with a cup and we give some to a baby. So the Magen Avram over there quotes the opinion of the Ravon. And the Ravon explains, listen very carefully, the Ravon explains that the requirement to drink the cup is only because if I don't drink the cup, then there's a genai. It's unbecoming of the koshal bracha for me to say, borei pri hagafen, and have a koshal bracha, and then the kos not be drunk at all. That would be a genai. That would be a genai to the kos. Says the Ravon, therefore the cup has to be drunk. So the Rama, says the Magen Avram, accepts the position of the Ravon. So he says, as long as the wine is drunk in some capacity, there is no genai, regardless of who drinks it. So therefore, I can get away with giving some of the wine of the Kol Shel Bracha to to a little baby, to the rachanimo, to the little baby. What would the Shulchan Aruch respond? The Shulchan Aruch might say that no. The drinking of the wine is not just to preempt and prevent the genai. The drinking of the wine itself is the kiyum of the koshal bracha. That's what we're trying to fulfill with the koshal bracha. How do we add chashivos to the Birkas HaMazon? By drinking the wine. So the drinking of the wine is the ikar akiyum of the koshal bracha. If that's the case, you can't have a little baby be mekayim the ikar kiyum. It has to be al yidei an adult or at least a child who's reached gil chinuch. So what emerges from this debate is that according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's the drinking of the wine that adds the significance. But according to the Ramah, it's the recitation of the bracha of Birkas HaMazon in the presence of the wine and attached to another bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen. That is what adds significance to the Birkas HaMazon. The only reason why the wine has to be drunk afterwards is because of the potential gnai of making this bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen and then leaving the wine untouched. So here we have nafka mina number one, in terms of what does the koshal bracha add to the bracha. Is it that the recitation of the bracha has more chashivos when you have the koshal bracha? Or is it the drinking of the wine that adds the chashivos? Nafka mina number one is who has to drink the kos? Could you have a little baby drink the kos or not? Question number two. What if you have somebody who does the benching over the kos? He doesn't want to drink the wine. Doesn't want to drink the wine. Can he give the cup to someone else? And if he gives the cup to someone else, then who says the Borei Pri HaGafen? Does the guy who benched say the Borei Pri HaGafen? Or does the guy who's going to drink the wine say the Borei Pri HaGafen? So here we have a machlokas brought in the Bir Halacha, Simin Kuf Tzadi, Sif Dal. The Bir Halacha quotes Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says that it's the person who drinks who needs to say the Borei Pri HaGafen. Why? Well, what's the general rule of Birkas HaNehedin, brachos that we make on benefit? The person who derives the benefit needs to make the bracha. If I don't derive benefit, if I have an apple in my hand, can I say the Borei Pri eats for Yonatan in order for Yonatan to eat the apple? Says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chavtasim and Aleph, absolutely not. I could do that for a Birkas HaMitzvah, but not for a Birkas HaNehedin. So says Rabbi Akiva Eger, the same should be true about the cup of wine. How can I say the Borei Pri HaGafen and Yonatan drink the kos? However, comes along the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi disagrees. Chacham Tzvi says that I make the Borei Pri HaGafen and Yonatan drinks the wine. And the Bir Halacha seems to be inclined to paskin, like the Chacham Tzvi, that the person who bench needs to make the bracha. What's the debate over here? So we might suggest that according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says that the person who drinks the wine needs to make the bracha. So he's looking at the Borei Pri HaGafen as a Birkas HaNehedin. Why does he look at it like a Birkas HaNehedin? Because the whole kiyum of the koshal bracha is to drink the wine. The way that I add chashivos to the Birkas HaMazon is by getting hana'a after the benching. By getting the hana'a of wine after the benching. That's the way that I add chashivos to the Birkas HaMazon. So this is all a Birkas HaNehedin. And a hana'a of drinking the wine. If this is a Birkas HaNehedin, then the person who gets the hana'a needs to make the bracha. That assumes, of course, that what adds the chashivos to Birkas HaMazon is the drinking of the wine. But if we say, like the other tzad, we say, no, it's not the drinking of the wine that adds the chashivos, but rather the presence of the wine and the attachment to another bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen that adds the chashivos, but it's not the drinking of the wine. So then we might actually compare Birkas HaMazon with Borei Pri HaGafen to other cases of a mitzvah that come along with a Borei Pri HaGafen. What are such examples? Kiddush. What does the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chav Tesav and Aleph say about Kiddush? Can one person make Kiddush and somebody else drink, somebody else eat? Yeah. Yes. Why? Because we look at that Borei Pri HaGafen as part of the mitzvah. As part of the mitzvah of Kiddush. So to here, perhaps, we look at the Borei Pri HaGafen as part of the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon, because it's the presence of the koshal yayin and the bracha that comes with it that adds the chashivos to the Birkas HaMazon. It's not the drinking of the wine. So therefore, we're going to look at it more like a Birkas HaMitzvah, such that the person who is saying the benching, he needs to be the one to say the Borei Pri HaGafen. And in that way, his benching will be upgraded. somebody else can go and drink it because it's like a Birkas HaMitzvah. So what we saw today was the beginning of the sugya of Koshal Bracha for Birkas HaMazon. We started with the Gemara in Brachos, the Pasuk from our Parsha of Ha'avarecha Mevarechecha. We went through the different deos about whether there's a chiyuv to have a Koshal Bracha for Birkas HaMazon. We discussed the nature of what the Koshal Bracha adds to the Birkas HaMazon. Is it, in addition, does it upgrade the bracha by the bracha being said in the presence of the cup and together with another bracha of Bari Pri HaGafen, or is it the drinking of the wine that adds the chashivos? And we discussed two practical ramifications. Number one, whether a baby could be the one to drink the wine. And number two, could you have one person say benching and the other person say Bari Pri HaGafen? Just to end off, in a very short idea of machshava over here. Va'avarecha mevarechecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu that he will bless those who bless us. Says the Mishnah Brura, listen to these words of the Mishnah Brura. Ratza lomar o reach shenos tem lo levarich birkas hamazon. When we give a guest the opportunity to bench, ve'eino mevarich, and he doesn't want to do it, mekatzer yomov, his life is shortened. Mishum debedin kesheho reach mevarich lebal habayis, v'chenizke le'el. The halacha is that the guest gives a bracha to the head of the household. So if he were to bench, he would give a bracha to someone else. And then he would be included in va'avarecha mevarechecha. He is the mevarech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a bracha. Uvizeshanim na levarech es balabayis. When he withholds himself from giving a bracha to the head of the household. Shuhu mizera Avram. This person is a Yid. This person is a Jew from the progeny of Avram Avinu. It says about Zera Avram that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give brachos to those who give brachos to other Jews. From the positive, we infer the negative. Why does the Mishnah Brura add over here, Mizera Avraham? Mizera Avram, from the progeny of Avraham. Perhaps Alderech Drush. Perhaps Alderech Drush, we can explain the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a bracha, why we're mevarich another Jew, is because we see in someone else what HaKadosh Baruch Hu then sees in us. We see an incredible neshama, a neshama of a Yid sitting across from us at a table, a neshama that deserves a bracha, that said, look at this head of the household. Look at his capacity. Look what he has inside of him. When you see that in someone else, so then va'avarecha mevarechecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also sees your Zera Avram. You also have that neshama. You deserve that bracha as well. This week, let's tap into the bracha of Avram Avinu. We are all the Zera of Avraham. And with the sugya of Koshal Bracha, hopefully we can always remember that power of our neshama going into the Shabbos. Have a wonderful Shabbos.